WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present House to House with your hosts, Brandon and Melissa K. House. From cooking, decor, tablescapes, home improvement, and on-location reports that highlight American history, ingenuity, and free market capitalism that makes America great. And now, here are your hosts, Brandon and Melissa K.
All right, welcome to House to House. I'm Brandon House.
And I'm Melissa House.
And this is our first House to House to do in a while. We've been really, really busy. We're going to try to be more regular. We're going to today is our Valentine special. It's our Valentine special today. We're going to bring you a lot of love songs and stuff from my album, Love Songs for Melissa and You. We're going to bring you that. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. We're going to do a hot fruit segment. We're going to do ice cream sundaes that we learned from where?
From Mar-a-Lago.
From Mar-a-Lago. It's going to blow your mind. Delta is here. For those of you that are used to seeing Delta by the news desk, Delta is still here. There she is. And so
she never leaves your side.
She never leaves my
she's
side.
She's always by his side.
She's super loyal. All right, so we're going to try to get more regular with doing our house to house. We've been so busy the last year and a half.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do one for Valentine's Day. Then we're going to do one for Resurrection Sunday. We're going to do one for 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
So kind of holiday specials.
Yeah, we're going to try to work them around holidays, and that way we'll make them bigger events. Like this one, we're going to go here in a minute to the auditorium of our Ozarks conference from October 2021.
Where you did a concert.
Full concert. And you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, this is what this on CD is. It's his concert, and it's about 45 minutes of just really pretty songs.
You picked a lot of them.
I helped pick a lot of them.
They're fully orchestrated. We had them custom orchestrated.
Right. So.
And it's in front of a live audience. It was a banquet, a dinner concert.
Just this past Ozarks October.
October 14, 2021.
Right. And then we'll come back and do the hot fruit and then the ice cream sundaes.
And the ice cream sundaes, tell them about that. Those are so cool.
It's really neat. We had it in Mar-a-Lago. Well, Brian actually ordered it in Mar-a-Lago because he loves ice cream.
We went to Mar-a-Lago for the historic interview between President Trump and Mike Lindell, and our whole film crew, Melissa and I and Logan and the rest of them went. And so we went to dinner at the dining room, and I ordered an ice cream sundae. And I thought it would just come in a bowl or a...
And they brought it out. The presentation was kind of...
Blow your mind.
It was amazing. So we're going to kind of show you.
And you guys can do this. And we've had retired, you know, those conservative, patriotic, retired FBI guys we had here.
Right.
And we've had some pretty hardcore military guys. I've seen a lot of rugged, tough battle. The point I'm making is these are masculine guys, and they all had to pull their phones out and take pictures of the presentation of the ice cream sundae and start sending it to their friends. So what I'm saying is everybody loves it, even guys that you normally wouldn't think are taking pictures of their food and tweeting or texting it, they are, because the presentation's amazing. But we got it from...
So you can make it at home.
We got the idea from Donald Trump.
Right.
From Mar-a-Lago. So it's what we like to refer to as Mar-a-Lago
sundaes. It'd be fun to make on Valentine's.
Yeah, great for Valentine's.
Yeah,
and this hot fruit is great for Valentine's, too.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, what we're going to do, though, since it's our Valentine's special, Love Songs for Melissa, again, an album I did that came out last year. They were all custom arranged. These are all custom full orchestration tracks I had custom done with our team. And if you want to get a copy of it, you can get the CD at wvwtv.com/store, wvwtv.com/store. Also, let me just remind you, our programming like this is brought to you by two groups, particularly wvwfoundation.com. If you appreciate wholesome, family-friendly programming, be sure to support us through our WVW Foundation at wvwfoundation.com. Our other sponsor is MyPillow.com. And you love the MyPillow products, and you're not just saying that, are you?
No, their sheets are amazing, their towels are amazing, their slippers are amazing. I'm kind of a harsh critic for pillows and towels, and I love everything he does, but
yeah.
Especially the pillows and the towels and
the sheets, the Giza Dream sheets,
right? And the sheets, and
so
Delta loves the dog bed.
Delta loves the dog bed. Oh, did you hear your name? Mm-hmm. So be sure to go to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. Use the promo code on the screen. Mypillow.com, and use the promo code on the screen. Support our sponsors. Help support the program, and we can do more house to house. All right, let's go to the auditorium of the concert I did in October of 2021. Love Songs for Melissa as part of our Valentine's special, and then we'll come back do the hot fruit and the what we like to call the Mar-a-Lago Sundays. A presentation will blow your mind. Great for Valentine's.
are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the roses are falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's touched white with snow.
If they want to get the love songs for Melissa and you, wvwtv.com/store. You helped pick a lot of those songs, and then
I
went and had them done full orchestra. Those were we ordered those up with a team we work with in several states to get that full orchestration done. But you picked a lot of them. I would throw some out, she'd throw some out, and these were a lot of her favorite songs. It was to honor our 30 years of marriage.
That's right.
Which has been 31 years now this month.
Mm-hmm. In a couple weeks.
What is it?
February 21st.
All right. Mm-hmm. 31 years. But that was for our 30th wedding anniversary. So yeah, wvwtv.com/store. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to be doing more holiday and specials like we just did. Obviously, we're doing Valentine's now. Then we'll do Resurrection Sunday. We'll do Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a lot of house-to-house specials that will involve a lot of music and maybe even some full orchestras and different things. So we got some fun things planned. All right. So what are we going to do now?
Okay, so we're gonna make this curried fruit, and I just kind of laid it out in bowls.
Where did you come up with this?
You know, we had it when we were traveling years ago before we had children.
Do you remember where?
It was in Washington.
Washington State. That sweet couple.
Yeah, this dear older couple.
We stayed in their home.
We stayed in their home, and she made it with. Was it a dessert?
Yeah.
I think it was.
She made it with the meal.
Right, but it was actually like she called it.
Like a dessert.
Yeah, it was like a dessert.
He was a retired firefighter. I think he was a retired fire chief. From, I think they've been down in California and they retired.
And we'd only been married a couple years, so it was like 26, 27 years ago.
She's been making it for years.
Right.
But I think he was a retired fire chief or something, and they moved from California up to Washington State. We stayed in their home as we were out there speaking, and I did a concert and a few different things out there. So we had it at their house one night. Mm-hmm. And we loved it.
We've been making it ever since. I make it on holidays, but Brandon thought we both had to
make it for
Valentine's.
Valentine.
It's really pretty.
And it has some Valentine colors.
Right. And if you have a glass bowl or even a glass, you know, 9x13, you could do that. Really, whatever you prefer. So what you start out with, you kind of layer the fruit. And I have kind of a mixture of the pears. I have the half pears and then some sliced pears. But you do about a 20-ounce can. I did two smaller cans, so you can do whatever if you want. The half pears and then the sliced pears. But you just start out by layering. You first start with the pears. And then we do about a 20-ounce can of peaches. And you can do more or less depending on, or you can substitute other fruit if you do not prefer, if you don't like one of these fruits, you could always add a different fruit. And then
you drained the.
I drained all the fruit.
That was a good point.
Yeah.
That
was
wow.
A good point.
I get kudos for
I
that.
I forgot to tell you that. So and then apricot halves, and they're different. Some of you might not like them, but you like them, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So about a 20-ounce can of apricot halves, and you just kind of layer them on top of the other fruit.
Does it matter which one next?
No. You know what? We forgot the other peaches.
Okay.
So I'm just going to kind of layer those on the side because I did some of the half peaches and then I did the sliced peaches. So
you're big on the presentation.
Well, you can make it look really pretty or I mean, this doesn't
work. Or you can make it look sloppy.
Or you can make it look sloppy kind of like I am. And then on top of that, you put pineapple. And this, you kind of want to layer it on top of the other fruit and kind of arrange it neatly. So
you're doing this like a border then?
I am. I'm just putting it like over all the other fruit, but I'm
but all around it. The all around the side.
But I'll put it in the center too.
Okay.
Oh, that pineapple came apart. And this is also a 20-ounce can of sliced pineapple.
Good job.
And then on top of it, you use the cherries, the Marciano. How do you pronounce that?
I have no idea, babe.
Okay, so what looks pretty, I think.
Now this looks like Valentine, doesn't it?
It does. Is you put the cherries in the hole of the pineapple. So, Logan, are they getting a good view of? Can you see the top of it?
Should we lift it up a little bit? Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? That's pretty.
Okay, and then the last step before you bake it, because you do bake it, this is a mixture of it's. A half a cup of water, and it's a half a cup or a fourth of a cup of butter, melted butter, and then 3/4 cup brown sugar, and then a teaspoon of curry. And the recipe did call for 2 teaspoons of curry, but I just tweaked it a little bit because I thought the curry might be a little strong. So, and then you mix all this together in a pan on the stove, and then you bring it to a boil and let it simmer for about 10 minutes, and then you just pour it over the fruit, and it's kind of got a thickened consistency from boiling, you know, for the 10 minutes or just cooking on the stove for like 10 minutes. So.
Hey, quit it. Delta's not being a very good girl today for House to House. You know why?
That is what it looks like.
It's close to her dinner time.
And then you put it in the oven. I have to look at my notes to make sure I'm saying right. At 350 for 45 minutes. And it's really warm. You want to serve it warm.
You know, you're not being very good for this show.
It's
what is wrong
really
with you?
Good,
so you know what it is? It's dinner. It's her dinner hour. Get down. It's her dinner hour. She's bothering me to eat.
And she smells the food.
And she smells the food. And it is excellent. I mean, you could eat this year round, but this is really nice during the warmer months.
It's nice
months.
When you have company too.
Yes.
It's pretty.
It's really, really is a classy dish. Mm-hmm. And people, I don't think a lot of people have had the fruits that are mixed together like this that are warm and really
soft.
Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to be shocked at it's beautiful. It's excellent. Tastes really good. But the whole presentation, it's classy.
It is classy.
And usually do it as a bowl off to the side of the meal. You don't put it on your main plate
because
the juices will run everywhere.
Right.
So you do it as a separate bowl.
Just as a side dish, yes.
And you usually bring it into them, don't you? Or do you let them get their own?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
What do you normally do? Don't you normally bring it to them as a separate dish?
I mean, that's what I've done.
Yeah.
But you can do it. You can have it on the table. You can have them, you know, whatever you prefer.
And we'll have the recipe at housetohouse.com.
Yes.
So if they want to.
So now we're going to bake it at 350 for 45 minutes, and then we'll show you what the finished product looks like.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's just find out a little bit more about how to support what we're doing, keep House to House going. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll show you what it looks like. And then we have Ice cream sundaes, mm-hmm. Mar-a-Lago style. We learned this at Mar-a-Lago. The presentation will blow your mind. It's fun. It's great for Valentine's. It's been great for any time. Everyone will love it. I promise you, if you're looking to do something fun that people will take pictures of and send out to their friends, they'll do this because this was the response we had and people we've had in our home and done this for. Even the guys, even the older guys that are more, you know, not the kind of people that would normally go around taking pictures of their food and send it out. They all had to pull their phones out because you're going to love it. It's the presentation. But we learned it at Mar-a-Lago, so we call it Mar-a-Lago Sundays.
We do.
Right? All right, so we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried canceling myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For a limited time, you can get my brand new product, My Slippers, for 50% off. That's the lowest price ever. And remember, My Slippers come with an exclusive four-layer design. These layers combine to give you amazing comfort and support and help reduce stress on your feet. And with the durable indoor-outdoor sole, you can wear My Slippers anytime, anywhere. I personally guarantee these will be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my slippers for 50% off, the lowest price in history. And if you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. All right, so we prepared it. 45 minutes in
at
the oven.
At 350.
We just happen to have one in the oven, right?
Right. All right. Should I go get it?
Yeah, go get
okay,
that
I'll
one.
Okay, I'll go get
this
it.
This is going to be real good. And by the way, we've got something covered here. We're not going to uncover it because if we did, your attention would all be on this right here, what we call a Mar-a-Lago sundae. We learned this, how to present the sundae at Mar-a-Lago this last November 2021. So we've got it covered, but you guys are going to love this. But let's finish the hot fruit first. Can I have some of that? Can I try it?
You can. Let me
look at it. It's beautiful.
It gets a little browned.
The colors?
I know. It's, mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I need a bigger spoon.
A bigger spoon? All right, get a bigger spoon. It's gorgeous. That is definitely Valentine colors, don't you think, babe?
I think so. So you want to try it?
Yeah, am I going to burn my mouth?
Okay, you have to dig kind of down to the bottom to get all the fruit, and then you can kind of spoon some of the juices over it if you'd like. A little more juice, maybe?
Yeah, the juice is really good. Great presentation.
Thank you.
They'll find this recipe, by the way. Where will they find it?
House2house.com, yes.
Look at that. The juices are in there.
It might be hot, so.
I bet it is going to be hot. Look how soft that fruit is. You just cut it with a spoon. Look at that.
Cut it with a spoon.
What is that? Is that a peach?
That's a pear.
A pear?
A peach is more yellow.
Mm.
Or more orange.
Mm. What is that?
That is an apricot.
Woo!
Do you like it?
Oh, it's hot, but yeah.
Well, maybe you should eat the rest later.
Mm. And this pineapple, but how about the cherry? Look at that. Definitely Valentine colors, isn't it?
It is. It'd be good for if you make a Valentine dinner for your family or your husband or whoever. It would be a good addition.
Logan.
You want me to set that?
Set
that right here.
Save that. I want that. Logan, you're going to love that. Maybe even we'll let some of the crew try it, huh? Try some of the hot fruit. All right, so let's take another quick break so we can reset and get ready to do Mar-a-Lago sundaes.
We will.
That's what we call them. Because we first saw the presentation. I mean, everybody's had a sundae, but it's the presentation. And I've been building this up pretty big, so I,
yeah.
I hope people...
He loves it.
I hope the anticipation...
If you don't like Sundays, you won't like it.
So we went out one night after we got back from Mar-a-Lago. Within a day, right?
I think the next day.
The next day we got back from Mar-a-Lago, what did we go do?
We went to find the dishes to put everything in, which you'll see in a second.
Yeah. Here. So we had to get all, just like Mar-a-Lago did it. We'll show you a screenshot in a minute of how the Sunday was presented to us at Mar-a-Lago, and we copied the idea. And all of our guests we do this for, they love it. Makes the evening fun. Melissa loves to cook, as you can tell, puts on a big meal, and then even dessert needs to be a big presentation and fun. And so this is certainly unique. You guys are going to love it. All right, we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but also millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all your support. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products now, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We are offering the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regularly $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive offers. Thank you and God bless.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Finally, here it is.
What we like you've been building up for
building up to the
whole show.
What we call the Mar-a-Lago Sunday, because November 2021, we went to Mar-a-Lago to film the historic interview between President Trump and Mike Lindell. We go to the dining room, we had dinner, and then I said, I'd like to have an ice cream sundae. I expected one little thing. No, not when you go to Mar-a-Lago.
They even had their little Trump napkins.
They had the Trump napkins.
You should have some napkins.
I know, I got to have some custom napkins. But look at this. I'm going to spin it because Logan's going to get a good camera shot. Is that a nice close-up? So this is how they brought it out to us. Very similar to this.
And you could actually add any toppings you want.
And
we did a Valentine's theme, so...
You could do Christmas.
You can do Christmas.
You can do
just normal sprinkles.
You can do Fourth of July.
You can do birthday, do a special birthday, really whatever. However you want to personalize it.
So obviously it came out like this. And then the next day we got home from Mar-a-Lago. We went and bought all the things. And now we have these on, how many settings like this do we have? Like 7 or 8?
I think we have about 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Because what you would do is you would probably make this in a room like this and then invite your guest in. So like what we do, if we have dinner in the formal dining room, we had some friends over, the guys, the retired FBI agents that did that TV taping with us. We had a formal dining room meal with them. Then Melissa prepared all this in the kitchen while we were still sitting in there finishing our meal. Then we invited them all to get up and come into this area and the hearth room area. And she had it all set out for them. So when they came in, there was like 6 or 7 of these, and they... each took one, and they were all taking pictures of it and sending it to their family and friends and putting it on social media, because it really is an effort to do this, and people appreciate the effort. In fact, they kept thanking us a day or two afterwards.
They did. They
just
loved
what a fun time they had.
And they kept bringing up the ice cream sundae.
They really did. So this will get a big, big kick out of your guests will get a kick out of this. Now, basically, you obviously got your ice cream. Now,
and you could even do like chocolate ice cream if you wanted. We chose vanilla. But.
We just let them pour. Of course, they can use a spoon. And then some people are couples. Like you and I would probably share this.
Right.
So you could do couples.
So you could do 2 bowls of ice cream and then just the toppings.
Exactly.
You know.
Now, Mike Lindell loves the caramel because we did this for him. He basically just...
You could do butterscotch.
Neglected all of this for the caramel only. But you can do what you want.
Yeah, you can
we want
do
all
whatever
of it,
toppings
don't
you
we?
Want.
So again, we went the Valentine colors, but you could do 4th of July colors and Christmas
for a
colors.
Birthday party, Christmas, I mean, really, whatever you want to do.
And then these are just sprinkles, right, babe?
Which is fun about it because you can personalize it for whatever holiday or whatever you're celebrating.
And then just whipped cream. We just got the ready kind of whip and threw it in there, squirted it in there. There you go. There you go. Look at that. That is...
Now you got to try that.
I'm telling you, man alive. This is amazing. Oh, that's good. I'm telling you, this will be a huge hit with your guests.
And your kids would love it, too.
Logan,
I think kids would absolutely
Logan,
love
this
it.
Is a big deal. Logan's over there laughing. But your kids will love it, too.
People of all ages will love it.
Grown men, retired FBI agents, retired military guys have all taken pictures of this and sent it out to their family and friends. I think it's hilarious. They love it. The presentation, the fun. Everybody gets a kick out of it. I'm telling you, do this and send us some emails and tell us if this isn't like
you
super
could even do it
popular.
Instead of a birthday cake for
absolutely
a birthday party or you know
I'm telling
something
you
different.
If you guys do this and get a good response, send us an email. We'd love to hear the response, but people will love it. It shows that you went to some effort, you worked at it. They'll love it. So I guess we better sign off so I can finish eating my Sunday ice cream before
you
it.
You better.
And eat my hot fruit.
Or it melts.
My
right?
hot fruit is going to get cold, and my Sunday is going to get hot. Hmm. So we better sign off so I can finish eating all this off camera. All right. If you appreciate what we're doing here, folks, don't forget you can support family-friendly television like this by going to WVWFoundation.com, our foundation. WVWFoundation.com. Be sure to also go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code on the screen. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code on the screen. Support our broadcast. And we're endeavoring in 2022 to do more of these. We kind of went
we
like a year or more without doing one, didn't we?
We did.
But we
just
got a little
we
busy.
We got busy.
Super busy with starting a new TV network and other things going on. Of course, we're running
we'll try and do
my
a
TV network.
Holidays.
We're running Lindell's TV network. We're a little swamped.
Yeah, we are.
So we're going to try to do them more regularly around holidays.
That'll be good.
Work in some music. Maybe I'm working on trying to get a couple orchestras involved. Maybe some orchestras for 4th of July. Some John Philip Sousa and stuff. So we want to do big shows, all right? So we've increased our budget. But hey, if you want us to increase our budget and do big stuff, we need the capital to be able to do it. So again, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code on the screen. MyPillow.com. Use the promo on the code on the screen. That's what helps us have the capital and the resources to do bigger shows and bring in bigger groups like a full orchestra and stuff. Also, again, WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You can get my album that came out last year for our 30th wedding anniversary, Melissa's 30th wedding anniversary, Love Songs for Melissa at WVWTV.com/store, WVWTV.com/store. Another great show, don't you think?
I think so.
And you like the MyPillow products, don't you?
I've
already asked you that once, but I'm going to ask you again.
I do. I love them. I think they're really very great products.
Yep, they are. And they're our major sponsor.
I don't think you'll be disappointed
no,
with anything.
No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And our major sponsor here at House to House. So appreciate that. And you know what we need to do is do a House to House and get Mike Lindell in here and have him cooking with us.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to do a show with you and Mike Lindell cooking in the kitchen. And
that'd be interesting.
And you having to measure everything out and cook everything out, you know?
That'd
Instead of
fun.
Me, I'd just step off the side and watch. That'd be hilarious. All right. Well, I hope you appreciate the show. Share it with all your family and friends. And this has been another installment of House to House. I'm Brandon House.
I'm Melissa House.
Thanks for watching. Take care.
Thank you.